Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries, Madhya 6, the liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. A summary of the sixth chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya as follows. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the temple of Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya immediately fainted. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya then took Lord Chaitanya home. Meanwhile, Gopinath Acharya, the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma, met Mukunda Dutt and talked to him about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of sannyas and his journey to Jagannath Puri. After hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fainting and Lord Chaitanya's being carried to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, people then crowded there to see Lord Chaitanya. Srila Nityananda Prabhu and other devotees then visited the Jagannath temple, and when they came back to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness. Sarvabhauma received everyone and distributed Mahaprasadam with great care. The Bhatta Acharya then became acquainted with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, arranging accommodations for him at his aunt's house. Sarvabhauma's brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, established that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself. But Sarvabhauma and his many disciples could not accept this. However, Gopinath Acharya convinced Sarvabhauma that no one could understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead without being favored by the Lord. Gopinath Acharya proved by Shastric quotations from the revealed scriptures, that indeed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself in person. Still, Sarvabhauma could not take these statements very seriously. Hearing all these arguments, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his devotees that Sarvabhauma was his spiritual master, and that whatever the Bhatta Acharya said out of affection was for everyone's benefit. When Sarvabhauma met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhatta Acharya asked Lord Chaitanya to hear Vedanta philosophy from him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his proposal, and so for 7 days, Lord Chaitanya continually heard Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya explain the Vedanta Sutra. However, Lord Chaitanya remained very silent, and because of this silence, the Bhatta Acharya asked Lord Chaitanya whether he was understanding the Vedanta philosophy. And Lord Chaitanya replied, "Oh, my dear sir, I can understand Vedanta philosophy very clearly, but I cannot understand your explanations." So then there was a discussion between the Bhatta Acharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concerning the authority of the Vedic scriptures, specifically the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra. The Bhatta Acharya was an impersonalist, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved that the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya proved that the conceptions of the Mayavadi philosophers concerning the impersonal Absolute Truth are incorrect. For the Absolute Truth is neither impersonal nor without power. The greatest mistake made by the Mayavadi philosophers is in their conceiving the Absolute Truth to be impersonal and without energy. In all the Vedas, the unlimited energies of the Absolute Truth have been accepted. It is also accepted that the Absolute Truth has His transcendental, blissful, eternal form. According to the Vedas, God and the living entity are equal in quality, but different quantitatively. So the real philosophy of the Absolute Truth states that God and His creation are inconceivably and simultaneously one and different. And so the conclusion is that the Mayavadi philosophers are actually atheists. There was much discussion on this issue between Sarvabhauma and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But despite all of his endeavors, Sarvabhauma was defeated in the end. At the request of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then explained the famous Atmarama verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, doing so in 18 different ways. And when the Bhatta Acharya came to his senses finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disclosed his real identity. The Bhatta Acharya then recited 100 verses in praise of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offering obeisances unto him. After this, Gopinath Acharya and all the others, having seen the wonderful potencies of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became very joyful. One morning after this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received some prasadam from Lord Jagannath and offered it to Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. And without caring for any formality, the Bhatta Acharya immediately partook of the Mahaprasadam. On another day, when the Bhatta Acharya asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the best way to worship and meditate, Lord Chaitanya advised Sarvabhauma to simply chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And on another day, the Bhatta Acharya wanted to change the reading of the verse from the 10th canto, Tate Nukampam, which was spoken by Lord Brahma, offering his obeisances to Lord Krishna after Lord Brahma had tried to play a trick on Krishna by stealing all the cowherder boys and calves. Sarvabhauma wanted to change the reading because he did not like the word Muktipada, and so the Bhatta Acharya wanted to substitute the word Bhaktipada. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Sarvabhauma not to change the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam because Muktipada indicated the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Mukunda. So now, having become a pure devotee, the Bhatta Acharya replied, "Oh my Lord, because the meaning of the word Muktipada is hazy to me, still I prefer Bhaktipada." And at this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other inhabitants of Jagannath Puri then became very pleased. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya thus became a pure Vaishnava, and the other learned scholars there followed him. Naumitang Gaurachandrang Yaha Kutarka Karkashashayam Sarvabhaumang Sarvabhuma Bhakti Bhumanam Acharat. I offer respectful obeisances unto Lord Gaurachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who converted the hard-hearted Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, the reservoir of all bad logic, turning him into a great devotee. Jaya Jaya Gaurachandra, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Recorded October 18, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Rudantang muhur netra yugmam rijantang karam bhoja yugmena satanka netram muhushvasakampa trirekanka kanta stita graivang damodarang bhakti badham. Rudantang muhur netra yugmam rajantang karambhoja yugmena satanka netram muhushvasa kampa trirekanka kanta stita graivang damodarang bhakti badham. Rudantang muhur netra yugmam rajantang karambhoja yugmena satanka netram muhushvasa kampa trirekanka kanta stita graivang damodarang bhakti badham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Crying again and again, with very fearful eyes, rubbing those two eyes with his two lotus-like hands again and again. Krishna is quickly breathing, sighing, and he is also trembling, while the pearl necklaces and other ornaments, which are situated on his neck, also slightly move. And that neck is marked with three lines, just like a conch shell. And so, I offer my humble obeisances unto Lord Damodara, who has a rope tied around his belly. But actually, Krishna is bound only by devotion.